That's the worst.
Feedback. We get your feedback. You send us feedback. We get your feedback. We love your feedback. So send us feedback. Please send us feedback so we can feedback. You want your feedback. We love your feedback.
We do love your feedback. Some of you take that to heart. And chief among those is
a raven from Eric Ravens.
Are you surprised that I got one, brother?
What kind of raven was this? It was a baby raven?
This
a juvenile?
This was like a beefed up monster raven.
Roided out?
Something. Something crazy. I gotta
do it.
So much so I can't continue to introduce it. I have to start it, lest we be here all night.
I completely understand.
Eric Ravens. My mom, up until she retired last year, was an elementary school special education teacher, which comes with its own set of worsts, as one might imagine. But because she was actually passionate about the role, her tenure worked in her favor. Up until Common Core, and even a little after, my mom would focus much of her time on behavioral lessons because that was often where many of her students were struggling, more so than in multiplication or essay writing, and not get in trouble for it because tenure. But honestly, who gives a crap if someone knows how to count apples if they're too busy flipping tables because someone called them a butt?
We've all been there.
We've all been called a butt. I specifically left special ed teachers out because they're doing the Lord's work, basically.
Yes.
I'm sure there are plenty of worsts. Eric Ravens continues, so I respect my mom greatly for this, and I think her experience lends itself well to something you were both hinting at, which is that teaching should be much more about life and how to be a human than about state or federal standards of intelligence based on a cookie cutter material that will be relevant for maybe 10% of students. I know my favorite teachers by far were the ones that treated me like a mentee more so than a student. And believe it or not, I performed my best in those classes versus the ones where the teacher acted like a drill sergeant. Also, believe it or not, the strictest teachers I had were mostly my social studies and English teachers, where one not present company excluded, where one would think you have the most flexibility. Also, my band teachers, but that kind of makes sense since we perform together and one clown ruins everything for the group. So I don't know what reasons those teachers had for joining the profession, but I'm sure it was summers off or a last resort for many of them. All that said, I don't have unique points to add since I've always been on the student end, unless tutoring counts. I don't think it does, but I do have one strong entry. Me, at least in elementary school, I was definitely the worst thing about teaching for my teachers. Ravens is the master of, I really don't have any points to add to this except this super long point that I am about to add to this.
And also somehow turning it onto himself.
Yes, loves being the worst, which I greatly appreciate. To set the scene, I have a story, a raven egg within the raven. In fourth grade, I got suspended for a week, and I bet you're thinking he must have tried to stab a kid. Or he must have flung poop at his teacher. Maybe not that one, since I established I'm not a poop handler in my preschool story. But nope, I got suspended for a week because I ran away from my teacher during a school field trip. My fourth grade teacher and I had beef. Mainly because I'd get bored during class and start being disruptive, i.e. talk during class. Then my teacher would basically call me names and I guess hope to embarrass me into shutting up. I don't know. She wasn't a great teacher and certainly didn't care about me personally, which is fair. Her job isn't to be my mom. Anyway, during this fall field trip, I was feeling overheated and I took my jacket off and my teacher told me to put it back on because it was cold outside. Of course, being indignant, I said no, and her response was to try and grab me and make me put the jacket on. So I did the logical thing in my mind and ran away from her for maybe 15 minutes or so, with her yelling at me and threatening punishment and all the things that only made me want to keep running. She clearly had no clue what she was doing. I don't know if that should have merited suspension, but I knew in retrospect I was in the wrong to at least some degree. Anyway, this story, I think, points to us both as being an awful student and an incompetent teacher, at least from a behavioral standpoint. But I never even suspected that I was in the wrong until the following year in fifth grade, when I acted the exact same way. And in spite of that, my teacher treated me like a human and not a piece of clay to mold. Then I really understood I was a piece of poop in sixth grade. One might say a butt in sixth grade, when my teacher actually spent extra time making personalized extra assignments for me because I was ahead in math at the time. And that actually validated my intelligence and value and preoccupied me when I was bored. She did this for other students as well. I had a few friends writing a book together, for example. Obviously, teachers don't have to go that far, but that was when I learned, one, what an ideal teacher who's in it for the right reasons looks like, and two, that I was acting like an entitled piece of poop. Raven's not wanting to curse on the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't remember a single thing either of those teachers taught me during regular class time. I'm sure there was multiplication and exponents, maybe. But I remember talking with them and wanting to be a better person because of them. That said, I was still in my crappy phase for a while. I still had puberty and hormones and all that nonsense still coming. But I did get a lot better. And I became more conscious as a result. He's still going.
Yeah, he's really diving in here, huh?
This Raven is soaring. This turned a little into the, quote, best podcast feedback, so whoops. But this would lend itself well to the fact that crappy teachers, I think, ruin things for good teachers. That's a good point. Seeing other teachers try less makes you less motivated, and teachers that alienate their students then pass those alienated students on to a poor, unsuspecting good teacher like me in fourth and fifth grade. This is the answer, by the way, to why students oftentimes don't participate in my class, your class, me, Ryan, class, time. It's because most other teachers don't care about our opinions as students, and so we're often conditioned to shut up and listen. Whether by fear, respect, or reflex, the people who do participate are the odd ones out. The ones who either had great experiences with teachers, probably less than 1% of the already small crowd of participating students, or at some point realize not all teachers are the same, and some have their own rules or lack thereof and could appreciate that. Though many students just don't want to talk in a crowd, that's another reason. But I really think it's mostly, or even additionally, due to the former. We get conditioned to not be individuals with opinions by shitty teachers. Or crappy teachers. Sorry, Eric. That's a fair point. It's still dumb.
Which one's a fair point?
It's still dumb. The fact that people don't participate in my classes because they've been conditioned not to. All right, this is the last point. I had one infamous recurring substitute teacher who took himself way too seriously and would require assignments to be written on paper and submitted in a specific way, even if the regular teacher never asked us to write even once. He was the worst. But he also probably never had a Heffernan scrape because he was just that intimidating. Anyway, great episode. Thumbs up. Happy to get some insight into the other side. My favorite part was when Joff, I felt he deserved a break from the Mr. Jonathan, brought up the point about teachers phoning it in, and you both had a, oh yeah, that's what I meant, back and forth. Joff brought up the point And then you explained it saying, I thought you meant this. And then Joff came in with, that is what I meant, and elaborated. You then came back in saying, yeah, that's what I meant, and further elaborated. I thought that was going to keep going. It was pretty sweet. Thank you.
That was quite a raven.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, give it to the raven for not resting on his listener one laurels.
Yeah, he doesn't want to relinquish that, I'm sure.
He brought home a title, and he's trying to keep it.
My favorite thing to do when he sends a raven that large is to come back with feedback that takes 2 seconds. So, I actually found, I forgot that I got this. Josh sent me radio feedback.
Joshua Vaughn?
Yes, Joshua.
That's our other brother.
Brother. He says, hey, so a comment on the radio episode. Have you heard the 92.9 new morning show? No. It's two dudes named Free Beer and Hot Wings. And the worst part is Jill likes them.
That's his wife.
I'm my wife.
And then I said, how did they get to those names? And he says, I have no idea.
Duh, I guarantee they got it. Every college sign is like, free beer. Like on a bulletin board, at least in the 90s. Free beer. Got your attention. Now that I have your attention.
Hot wings.
Yeah, free beer, hot wings. All bad. I'll listen to that any day of the week, man. But what does it have to do with radio?
Radio morning shows.
Right, but it's usually, like, is it food related? Like their show?
I didn't know. I don't think so. I think it's just like, oh man, you love free beer. Oh hey, you love hot wings. So, all right, let's just go with that.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I hope.
How else awful. Could they have arrived at those names? It had to be
have
that
simple. Have you listened
simple.
Since? I'm sure. Have
I've
you listened to it?
Never listened to it.
I might have no. to get on that.
Yeah, Jack FM. Get on the Jack FM morning show.
Jack. Is it my turn again?
Yes.
That was your tidbit from Josh?
Yes, to accentuate the length of the raven.
Paul Durr, who we requested chime in with some gym teacher feedback.
Yep.
He delivered as
rapid
I
rapid delivery
as I
Rory Fox.
Yeah. Paul Durr said, my cooperating teacher during student teaching said, yeah, you aren't an elementary school teacher. I said, I know. She had to endure my inability to teach elementary physical education, or PE. I know it's hard not to be an elementary PE teacher, but obviously I accomplished not being that. Then he said, the worst grade level... Where is it here? Worst grade level, elementary school. It's like herding cats. Which
yeah,
I assume,
right.
Which I assume is hard. I've never tried that. He said, middle school, the kids do still respect the teachers a little. I enjoy the fact that they still like to run around and be active and will laugh at my stupid jokes that I recycle every year. Which is a fair point. High school for PE anyway, I got to know kids for 4 years, so I enjoyed that aspect of it. So from a PE standpoint, elementary school is the worst grade. He hit me with a bunch of bullet points. I hate when PE teachers get hypercritical with kids when the kid says, do you teach gym? And I almost wrote that down. Like people getting pissed that they call it gym class.
Yeah.
The teachers will say, gym is a place I teach physical education.
That guy.
He said, calm the fuck down, you pompous ass. As far as lesson plans, the first few 5 to 10 years, I did actual lesson plans because they put the fear of God into you, saying if there was an injury, they would use your lesson plan to see if you instructed safely the aspects of the unit. What? So it's like a liability thing. That makes sense, that they would just scare you shitless into doing it.
So in the lesson plan, just a line that says, don't get hurt.
Don't hurt the kids.
don't injure anybody.
He said, I've gotten so mad at Seton when the girls tell me what they have done in PE. Elementary is better than the high school for sure at Seton, because I was bitching about gym class. We teach actual lessons. We have a pretty sweet ropes course that I teach. We have taught kayaking in the past.
Solid ropes course.
But we do archery, pickleball, badminton, swimming, field hockey, golf, frisbee golf. Cue the frolf sound bit.
Learn to play frolf.
You mean golf?
Frolf! Frisbee golf, Jerry! Golf with a frisbee!
I've never done Quidditch, though.
Well, he's missing out.
Right? Great podcast this week. It is the worst when parents can say whatever they want to you, but you need to be professional and not tell them how you really feel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We hit on that one. He sent me a bunch of like videos and pictures of the ropes course. It's actually pretty sweet, considering what climbing the ropes used to be in gym.
Right.
Another worst, non-teaching friends. They have a variety of worsts. Letting you know when your first day of school is. Bridget's brother busts our balls every year in September. Hey, you guys start work tomorrow, don't you? The unions suck chant. I don't even know. That's deep. That's deep shit. And letting us know the things that they don't get that teachers do. Like snow days. Oh, man, you guys are lucky. You get snow days, man. Yeah. Most people suck.
Yeah.
Then he said college professors are worse than PE teachers. When do you actually work? Ha, 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 ha. Go to school. Man. Go to school in September, out in November, back in mid-January, out in May. Yeah, I'd say that's smart of me.
Sounds like he's beefing with you.
Little beef. Bridget, his wife, said, jealousy doesn't look good on me. That's what he... True. So true. Every year before this past year, Bridget hated me. This is like an Ed Marty situation. Because she teaches bio.
Yeah.
He teaches gym. She's doing all this work for bio, and I'm hanging out, doing no work, watching TV, having a beer. It's just... legit hatred. So yeah, I appreciated the dir bombs.
Nice.
About gym teaching. Or physical education.
Physical education inside the gym.
Yes.
Megan. My wife.
Right.
She says, I'm going to assume you didn't mention Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit, as a teacher movie because it's the most amazing of the genre.
I didn't mention it because it doesn't even register on
my list of movies
that people have made before.
Forgot it was a movie. The case for students being the worst part of teaching, as performed by our children and noted by me, as I spent an entire year of my life listening to them embarrass themselves on camera. 1. Knox stopped a computer tech class in the middle of a lesson to ask his teacher if he could teach the class an art lesson.
There you go.
When granted permission, he made the class wait while he gathered art supplies. And then proceeded to harshly criticize his classmates' work. this poor teacher trying to do a nice thing for a creative ADHD kid, only to have said kid absolutely trash what the other kids in the class are doing.
That's on the teacher.
Yeah.
100%.
Totally.
Oh, you want it? All right, fine. You teach the class.
Yep. You want it? You got it.
Okay.
Two. Rocco's social studies teacher asks the class each day if anyone has any good news. And each day, Rocco provides him with the most mundane sports information about the current 7th grade team he's on. We have a game today. That's it.
Yay.
That's Rocco's good news is. We have
great
a game
news.
Today.
Great news, guys. Great gift, Dad.
Every day. I can't even comprehend the dread that this poor man feels every time Rocco raises his hand to share what is the least relatable good news each class Monday through Friday. She goes on. I love you both, but that Louis bit about phoning it in is the absolute worst middle-aged white man bullshit. I won't go into current related labor events because I understand my audience, but ew. Insert Debbie Downer soundbite here.
Wah, wah. Wah, wah.
I only spent 6 months as a teacher at a charter school in Durham, North Carolina. But even with my limited experience, you really nailed the worst. From parents advocating for me to use physical violence to keep their kids in line, to a full month of professional development before the school year started.
Yeah.
To not having a full set of textbooks, to having a fourth grader lighting toilet paper on fire in the bathroom. It was a well-rounded, awful experience. I stopped teaching for a lot of reasons, but the biggest was that I was just bad at it. My kids had snack time in the morning, and one student had a handful of fruit snacks off to the side of him while he talked to his friend. I apparently lost my mind and forgot who and where I was because I intentionally bumped the underside of his hand and made the fruit snacks fly all over the room, like I would have done as a joke with my friends in college. The entire class started laughing, and I, immediately horrified, said something like, "You really need to keep a better eye on your snacks.
You gotta watch your snacks."
Pretty sure I handed in my resignation a few days later. I've never been a sub, but I can imagine few things I'd like to do less. So I think you got this one right. And for what it's worth, I spent this year watching my kids' teachers jump through hoops to deliver a quality experience for kids. So a big thanks to Joe and Sarah and anyone else in education who didn't phone it in. Megan.
Aww. See, the world thanks Megan for knowing that she sucked at it and quitting.
Right.
The world's a better place as a result. Edmund Francis Long.
Mm-hmm.
Is a longtime contributor.
ELO.
And I told the story of him and McCabe. He was quick to respond to that. Hello, brothers. First, thank you in quotes. I think whenever anyone says thank you, they're doing the Anakin thank you.
Absolutely.
So I'll say it that way. First, thank you for dredging up several dark, repressed memories of the second half of my senior year at Lemoyne College. He was literally out of his mind that year. And to make it worse, like, the whole McCabe thing was going on, but I had just returned from being on tour, and I didn't care about fucking anything. And I was living with him. So he was as stressed out as he's ever been. And everyone around him was like, "Yeah, senior year. Woo." My sponsor teachers were both very nice men who were trying to help prepare me. But for some reason, I seemed to be the only person in my education class that had to present unit plans and lesson plans for several different classes, Global Studies 1 and 2, Economics, Civics, U.S. History, and a Remedial History, as well as prepare and grade all the quizzes and tests from scratch. Add to that my desire to go above and beyond with, quote, cool lessons involving songs and games to liven up the reign of German generals von Moltke and von Roon, sung to Michael Jackson's You Are Not Alone. And you have me at maximum stress. McNasty spending a full week playing Parcheesi. Playing Parcheesi and then getting wasted at the Shire while I graded the 125 five-page essays that needed to be handed back by Friday was the straw that broke me. Or was it possibly my insane girlfriend tormenting me at every turn? Or possibly writing and rehearsing Bear Eat La Hive, which was the musical that he and I wrote and performed together. It's pretty brilliant.
I saw
it. With Styles and Poobah. Poobah is me. Styles is Riley. No matter what drove me over the edge, that semester was the definition of the worst. The irony is McCabe is a teacher and Ed is not. Ed never taught a day in his life. And Marty is I think he's teaching fifth grade. He's been teaching ever since. As far as the episode itself, I enjoyed your discussion and agree that subbing truly must be the worst. I do, however, have a suggestion for a future episode. You absolutely must discuss the worst thing about King of Queens. I've never seen an entire episode of this show, but I feel like I'm an expert since it's a major talking point in every single worst podcast debate. Here are some examples, apparently. Joff, today we will discuss the worst thing about portable toilets. Falcon, Doug Heffernan got locked in a toilet at the UPS depot. He actually works at IPS, so.
Well, Ed's never seen an episode.
Joff, the discussion begins now with the worst thing about buffet restaurants. Falcon, on King of Queens, Doug got the back door squirts after eating at a buffet with Carrie and Deacon. Another one. Joff, go. The worst thing about genital piercing. Falcon, Doug and Carrie had their genitals pierced after Doug heard it would help him lose weight. That's not an episode.
It sounds like it could be.
I mean, it sounds like a Heffernan scrape.
Yes.
Right? Please do that episode soon. It will be at least 4 hours of material. Thank you. Yeah, Ed's girlfriend was insane.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Kathy Carice, and we called her Cat Grease. And she was a lunatic who Ed claimed he was going to propose to her with a ring pop.
Oh.
That was in the midst of all of this. He was like, should I propose to her?
And you were all like, no.
No. Oh, with a ring pop? Okay.
Yeah, oh, a ring pop. Yeah, absolutely then.
That sounds good. That'll be better. You got more? You got Jay Price.
Yeah, I know. Jay Price.
All I got is Banish left.
When you try to have a nice, consensual relationship with one of your students and everyone gets all up in arms over it. This guy Ryan and Aaron Castle went to high school with, who became a substitute teacher at Clarence when Joe and Vaughn and I were students there. I forget his name. Try being
How
a
How do you
sub.
Forget his name? How huh? does he... How do you forget his name?
I don't know. This is the first I'm hearing of it.
I need to know.
He said he asked Joe and Joe couldn't remember it.
Duh. Must not have been that bad.
Try being the sub for a class full of jackass kids who know you from your regular life. The worst, though, was watching him with a dorky backpack over his shoulder, sifting through the change in his pocket while in line to buy lunch for $1.25. That's pretty grim.
Best deal in town.
This girl I dated in college who had a short fuse. Out of school, she got a job teaching at one of these snobby little private schools around that pay like $20,000 a year. And all the rich little kids basically had zero respect for anybody. Nice. So it's winter, and the kids are getting their coats on at the end of the day and generally just dicking around. She goes to tell the shittiest one to knock it off, and he whips his coat around, and the jacket zipper catches her nose and, like, slices it open.
Slice and dice.
Remember, short fuse. So she spins around, grabs the kid, and shouts, "If you were mine, I'd punch you in the face."
Huh.
No tenure for her. So that was an easy decision for the school.
But that's... She should be able to say that. That's what I'm what I'm fighting for.
If we could say what we wanted.
Right.
You guys mentioned checked out teachers, which is kind of the worst for the students, but I remember a few more. and he has specific Clarence teachers. Mr. Voigt, high school science teacher. The frequent sound from the back of the room of a beer being cracked at any time we took a test. Mrs. Patterson, middle school science teacher. For weeks at a time, our education consisted of her putting sheets of notes on the overhead projector and telling us to copy them into our notebooks. Classy. Mrs. Foley, fifth grade. Whipped a sharp pencil at me from 12 feet like a throwing axe. It caught me in the nose.
Did he say, "If you were mine, I'd punch you in the face"?
I hope so.
I mean, that's the move.
Being Mr. Morand and knowing none of the students think you're cool.
Do me a favor. Shut your mouth.
And that's it from Jay Price.
Do me a favor.
I shut your mouth.
He took several beats there every time. I shut your mouth. Because you never knew what was coming. That's what was the favor going to be?
Shut your mouth every time.
Every time it was shut your mouth. All right, Benish. Benish had a couple. I listened to Too Fast, Too Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious feedback and teaching. Just missed the feedback window for Too Fast, Too Furious, so my feedback is extra long this week, which is not true compared to Eric Ravens. It's pretty regular. He did send me, Benish sent me this picture of like the Fast F9 or whatever the new one is.
Yeah.
It's like you can pre-order this like F9 like snack pack. It's got like Mountain Dew and like fucking speed popcorn or something. I don't know.
RPM popcorn.
Some stupid. It's like $40. First off, there are definitely not too many clips, as was mentioned in the Too Fast, Too Furious feedback episode. Certainly not from this fifth place MapFlow listener. I really think that clips add a lot to each episode and are funny. I wish I knew more of them in the clip of the week. One suggestion would be to add what the clip in Patreon was after the week is up. I did do that. I put the answers in as a comment. So, point taken, Banish. Too Fast, Too Furious. Never saw it and never will. So it was enjoyable listening to the episode to see what I won't miss. I did see Hobbs and Shaw. Is that a Fast movie?
Yeah, that's a spinoff.
I did see Hobbs and Shaw when we had the Unlimited Movies Pass back a couple years ago. Sounds like the formula hasn't changed.
Both Hobbs and Shaw are characters in the franchise.
Sure. One of them is The Rock, right?
And the other is Jason Statham.
Statham, right. There was some ridiculous helicopter scene that I remember that was just stupid. I also will not be making Fast and Furious 9 my first movie back at the theaters when it opens June 25th. Although that snack pack might lure him in.
Yeah. The RPM and M's are a big...
Yeah. Nice work. Teaching. I like this one a lot, but I don't agree with the worst. Substitute teaching does suck, but it does show the point Ryan was making with lack of participation. If there's a sub, then there is participation, while little participation many times with a regular teacher. And for students, substitute teaching only makes up a small percentage of school days. I would think the lack of participation daily would drive a teacher crazy. I teach sometimes with work, and I'll talk for a few minutes going over a topic and then nothing back from the students repeatedly. So am I just wasting my time? Great question. I ask myself that a lot. I guess there are many reasons why there is a lack of participation, but I would think that that is the worst for high school and college. In grade school, the worst would definitely be the parents. I do think you made the right choice, Ryan. You teaching kindergarten, another worst, is a scary and very funny thought. I thought it was funny, too. Less scary than funny. And then I realized, like, nobody has a sense of humor in education. So I aborted. No pun intended? Abort kids? No? That's not a thing. Let me see that. I want to see this Benish thing. It's called the crew combo. 26.99, two regular drinks, two candies, one regular popcorn. F9, the fast saga.
I'm disappointed they didn't do like
speed
popcorn.
Like speed popcorn.
And like that... not working in like a Mountain Dew Nas crossover drink something. Or something.
Right.
There should be a Corona there or something.
Yep. Who is this? Who is this person?
He's right, though. There should be a Corona
Andrew,
thing.
Wait. Yeah. Andrew Yerman Glazer. This is a little teaser because he's going to be on the next episode. So that... one comment for feedback.
He clearly just works for Corona.
Yeah. All right. I got my product placement in.
Thanks for having me.
Registered trademark.
Yeah. Do you have any more?
No.
Feedback. That was your feedback. Thank you for feedback. We read your feedback. We love your feedback. We took your feedback and then we feedback. You want your feedback, so send us feedback when we will feedback. You want your feedback. We love your feedback.